to give or not to give. Surprise 1. Opening of the heart. One of the major events that happens during one's spiritual development is opening of the heart. This is a transforming, life-changing experience, often overwhelming. When it happens, we feel a oneness with things we previously perceived as completely separate from us. Life, colors, sound seem more vibrant. A physical ache may occur in the chest area. We become aware of things that were always there, but we didn't notice them before. Boundaries appear softer and less distinct. When the heart opens, we feel less fearful and more giving, more expansive, accepting, generous. We feel that apologies are unnecessary, forgetting that they are part of repentance and benefit the harmdoer. We are ready to sacrifice for others. We feel their pain and well-being as if it were our own. We have a stronger sense of unity. The dividing lines around me and mine stretch, and what we consider ourself expands. There is a big distinction between the heart and emotion or sentiment. Fond feelings, affection, warm fuzzies are not at all bad, but they are not the heart. They are not intrinsically spiritual. They reverberate on the heart and on the whole body like all feelings do. Warm emotions can lead us toward the heart and toward spirituality, but there is a big difference between sentiment of any kind, including what is often called love, and the spiritual nature of the heart. Mush, sentiment alone, lacks distinctions and results in confusion, blurry boundaries, emotional or financial entanglements, delusion, even foolishness. One can have overwhelming benevolent feelings for the whole world, but without truth and wisdom, such feelings can lead to more harm than good. Opening of the heart softens boundaries, yet wisdom involves recognizing and abiding by limits. Borderlines become softer and more compassionate, but borders still exist. Wisdom is part and parcel of love. There is no such thing as love without wisdom. Without wisdom, what seems like love is merely sentiment, emotion, desire, mush, and it can result in great suffering. There is also no such thing as wisdom without love. What appears to be wisdom without love is merely intellectual acuity and clever strategy. People who are deficient in truth or wisdom and have a great deal of fuzzy sentiment are considered weak, and they actually are weak. They can be easily deceived, manipulated, or controlled. For this reason, people who seek power, control, or self-determination sometimes reject spirituality. However, the weakness is not caused by spirituality, but by a deficiency of truth, wisdom, discipline, and adhering to limits. People with great hearts are not intrinsically weaker. They can be far, far stronger. Opening of the heart is a spiritual experience, often an answer to searching or prayer. When it occurs, since it is the greatest spirituality people have experienced so far, they sometimes think that spirituality is the heart, that this is the goal and end of the spiritual road. Opening of the heart is a major step, but it's not the fullness of spirituality. It is not the end of the path. In fact, there is no end to the spiritual path. We can always continue growing in an infinite number of directions. When the heart opens, our cup overflows. We feel a greater unity and wish everyone to have happiness equal to ours, comforts, optimism, and confidence equal to ours. We want to eliminate all boundaries, all barriers, and feel only the wonderful unity. However, we need to balance our feelings with truth, discrimination, and wisdom. Rather than act immediately on our wonderful feeling and start giving to everyone and anyone, we need to pause and realize that people are not the same. They may not be able to have or keep what we have. They may not like what we like. They may not want what we want. What is best for us might not be what is best for them. Truly charitable giving is giving what the recipients really need most at the time, not necessarily what they ask for, what they want or like, what the giver likes or usually gives, or what books or laws consider charitable. True charity involves not just the intent and feeling of the giver, but true wisdom, insight, and sometimes a willingness to forego the pleasure of an immediate smile for the sake of a greater long-term pleasure. It takes a big heart to feel warm and loving toward everyone. It takes a bigger heart to give people what they need most. It takes an even bigger heart to tell them the truth.